Morning, sleepyhead. Jeez. It's almost noon already. I don't think I've slept that well in a long time. You put me right to sleep. Well. I mean, damn, dude. You're such a beast after a few drinks. I don't even remember what happened after we got back here. And you started taking off my dress. Where even is it? Oh my god. It's on the other side of the room. How did that even happen? Can I hang out with you today too? I think I'm already craving some more. Even though I am super hungover. I should be ready to go after a shower and breakfast, though. So, what do you say, darling? Yeah, darling. Sorry. Was that weird to call you that? I don't know. It just sounded right at that moment. Well, yeah, you're right. It sounds kind of like something you would say to someone you're like in a relationship with, I guess. But yeah, we're just friends. Sorry. I just really, really can't get over what happened last night. You were just, so, so amazing. I just thought, like, it kind of felt right to call you that. But you're right, it was out of line, so I'm sorry. actually, on second thought, maybe I should just shower and head home. I know you're usually pretty busy, even on weekends, so I wouldn't mean to bother you. No, no, really, it's fine. Trust me. I drove here and everything, so it's totally cool. I'll just grab my clothes and hop in the shower really quickly. And then I'll get out of your hair. Okay? Yeah. Alright. Cool. Thanks. Wasn't the most awkward moment of my life, then it must come close. I mean, what the hell was I thinking? I've never even thought to call him darling, even once in my life. I was just thinking, and I said it like I'd been calling him that for years. Is that how I really feel? and I just haven't realized it yet. Been doing this friends with benefits thing for a substantial amount of time, and we've called each other some things while we're doing it, like baby and babe. Okay, not that many things that, but that still counts as something each other. So that makes it not as weird when I called him darling, right? Well, maybe it does the opposite. I wouldn't jump to calling him something completely new if I didn't have feelings for him, would I? Okay, this one is way too hot. Ugh, I hate using other people's showers. It's like trying to solve a fucking Rubik's Cube. Okay, that's better. I feel like maybe I've been thinking this for a long time in the back of my head. I mean, I wouldn't be sleeping with him if I wasn't attracted to him. Because I am. I am really, really attracted to him. He's like one of the hottest guys. But that's not the only thing I like about him. I like the fact that he's smart and funny and kind and responsible when he talks about work. I mean, he is really boyfriend material. Hell, he's even husband material, now that I think about it. God. Why does it hurt me so much to admit that? Is it because I know that I can't have him as my own? Even though I really want to. I do want to. It's not just about sex with him anymore. It's about everything. It's about all of him. I like all of him. But maybe he doesn't like all of me. I mean, he did seem pretty uncomfortable. It just wouldn't be fair to try and make a relationship out of something we explicitly agreed on. Only being a friends with benefits situation. Just because I can't stand the thought of living my life without him at this point. I don't know what to do. I love what we have going. I mean, I get to sleep with the man of my dreams and there are no strings attached. I'm used to this. It should be a win-win scenario. But I just had to fall in love. But I also don't want to step too far and ruin all of this. Be friends with benefits than not be friends at all. Maybe I should just talk to him. I know I don't usually like to talk about things like this. Hell, that's why I've been suppressing my feelings all this time. But I don't think I can go on just keeping all of this to myself. I want to say something. I need to say something. I just want him to be mine. Ah, there goes my heart again. I can never control it. I'm so stupid. Well, if I can't control my feelings, then there's no use in trying to hide them. Whatever happens, happens. God, am I really doing this? Fuck. I'm so nervous. I'm tired of letting fear control my life, so. And if I have to be unsure of whether or not he feels the same way about me, for the rest of my fucking life, or just hearing the truth right now, then I want the truth, no matter what it is. I'm ready for it. But first, I should probably put a towel around myself or something, then I'll be ready. Okay. Time to face the music. It'll be a little awkward telling him all of this while I'm still pretty much naked. But I guess I can't wait any longer. Hey. Can we... Huh? He's not here. What happened? I was only in the shower for a little bit. He didn't leave, did he? Oh, there you are. Wait, why are you getting dressed? Do you have somewhere to be? Yeah. Oh, you're going to her house? The girl you told me about, the one you met on the app, right? You're going to see her right now. You mean, like, to, you know, do that. Okay, well, I mean, it's kind of implied. Your friend's benefits with her too, right? Oh, well. You really get around, don't you? Oh. No, no, I'm not judging. It's just... It's just I wish you would stay with me. Okay. Sorry. I didn't expect myself to be that loud. But I had to get your attention. I mean, do you really need to go off running to someone else so soon? I mean, I'm right here. We can do anything together. I'd do anything with you, literally anything. You're like my favorite person in the whole world. But clearly that's not why I am to you. You just had a nice night with me, and now you're taking off to go fuck someone else. How is that fair? Is that all I am to you? Someone you can just use like that and leave like she isn't good enough for anything else. I know we're just friends, but that's the problem. I don't just want to be friends with benefits with you, okay? Sorry if that's not what you wanted to hear, but I agreed to be non-exclusive with you because I still wasn't sure what I wanted when I met you. And I was afraid of commitment. You were perfect. But as time went on, I just couldn't help but fall for you, okay? I started wanting more than just doing it with you. You're on my mind, like, all the time when I'm not with you. And not just in that way. I want more. Want to be with you as more than just friends with benefits. I want you to be my boyfriend. Please. Look at me. Can't you see how crazy I am for you? I know it's not fair of me to push all of this on you when we agreed it was okay to see other people. I know I'm backpedaling on all that. I promised you. I know all of that. But I don't care. I like you too much to care about anything but being with you. And I'm sorry if you hate me for it. I hate when I can't tell what you're thinking. I'm ready to move on to the next step. I'm ready to show you that I can be more than just a hookup. And if you aren't, then that's okay, I guess. But I need you to give me an answer. And I need you to know that this isn't just something my heart is telling me to do right now. I've had these feelings for too long, even though I never realized it. But since I had the time to cool off in the shower, now that I have, I know it's now or never. And if you don't like the idea, I hope that we can maybe still continue. Maybe that would be too much for me to bear. So, tell me, will you be mine?